There are many, including those I respect, who are saying that while they understand and support the idea of Trump's pause and review and strengthening of vetting processes for immigrants from certain terrorist-producing countries, the administration went about it wrong. Charles Krauthammer used the words amateurish and botched to describe such. I might agree if I didn't fully understand the left and its many tentacles, including the manipulative media. What non-leftists need to learn is that it would not have mattered how President Trump went about enacting the policy. Because it is directly opposed to the left's dogma, the reaction would have been of the same volume and force. This is a lesson all the pragmatic insiders need to learn, including Speaker Joe Strauss and the squishy Republicans who cling to his coattails in Austin. No matter how much common sense is behind something such as a bill to keep the radical sexually motivated left from forcing biological males into girls' toilets, locker rooms, and showers, the media reaction will be the same. To fear the press organs and opinion leaders of the extremist radical left and its no-boundaries sexual shock troops is to surrender to their movement. And yet, for insiders like Speaker Strauss and most all other moderates, having these folk march, scream, and criticize is a worse fate than letting them control our society through their incrementalism. What this trait demonstrates is a certain immaturity and weakness of fearing what some people think of you more than being judged for doing what is right and often hard. What happened to the old axiom of being judged by one's enemies? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.